Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the Morning Buzz, which is presented by Remy Martin. Ta-da! Got the Remy Martin bomber jacket for all the people who are listening on Apple or on Spotify. Welcome in. We appreciate you. I'm still working through what happened to the Bears yesterday. And if you missed yesterday's episode of the podcast after the game was done, I talked about how bad I feel for Bears fans because it sucks. Like it, I had this, I sent a note to George McCaskey through an intermediary, through my friend Mai, because if you remember, I went to go see the Bears versus the Rams and they were George's tickets. Mai invited me because her father wasn't in town. So I went because I wanted to experience it as a fan, and I had never done that. I ended up sending George a note to say thank you because I'm sure he wasn't expecting that one of the guys from The Score was going to end up sitting in those righteous seats that they had over there at Soldier Field. Just absolutely perfect. So I sent him a note, and inside of the note, I told him how, contrary to popular belief, it's better for everyone if the Bears win. It's just better. Everything feels better in the city. Even on a day like today where it's gloomy outside, it feels sunny. People are happy. They go to work. Like this is Chicago's team. This is the team that everyone can agree is the team that you want to see succeed. And then seeing them continue to lose to Green Bay is just, it feels awful. A lot of times people who run teams think that we want the teams to lose because it's better for us, that negativity sells. It sells to a certain extent. It's not the end all be all. It's more complicated than that. And then there becomes this point of diminishing return where the team losing isn't fun for anyone. I'll give you an example. And it's an extreme example, but it's an example that you lived through. No one wants to talk about the White Sox right now. No one wanted to talk about the White Sox during the season. And every time that there was a topic about the White Sox in their season, it was always like big picture stuff, but no one wants to live in that. If you're just driving around in your car or you're, and I'm not to say that there isn't niche, like there's clearly room for niche where people are watching Sox Machine and all that stuff. But for us to do that instead of doing anything else on a platform where Chicago sports or sports in general is our purview is silly. And with the Bears, because the Bears are the thing, they're the straw that stirs the drink when it comes to what happens as far as people tuning in or reading or listening. They're what does it for most entities. So it's always better if the team wins. That doesn't mean that while we have a rooting interest that we're supposed to root for them and not treat them like a big boy franchise, which quite frankly, I wish they would start acting like and treating themselves like a big boy franchise. But it's just better on the days after when the Bears win. And when they lose a game, and when they lose a game the way that they lost the game yesterday, like they lost 3 weeks ago against Washington, there's a hollowness to it that is hard to describe. I've been reflecting, like, this was a really, my weekend this past weekend was pretty crazy because I was sitting in for Mully, and Mitch kind of didn't want to ask me to do that because Layla and I had an appearance on Saturday at Rally House, which was great, by the way. They have more DePaul stuff than I was expecting them to have. So I was really happy, and I met a lot of good fans out there. Layla and I had a great time. But I had that, and then we had the trip to Kenosha on Friday. So there's a lot of wear and tear. I know you're like, Lawrence, you're a talk show host. But still, it was a two-hour drive back from Kenosha. It was 90 minutes to get up there, turn around, appearance in the morning, turn around the next day, and do all work all day. I worked from 9 until, what, I got home, I think, at 6:45 out of Oak Brook. So Mitch was worried about burning me out. It's why I won't be on the air on Friday, because he was like, take it, pick a day and take it off, because I will end up working, well, that'll be 12 days straight, 13 days straight. So he's like, just take a day off. So I'm going to do that on Friday. The couple things that I did do that were like for me and not for work this weekend, Trista Crick is in town. So Trista and I had dinner Sunday night, and it was actually amazing. Shout out to Trista Crick. She's like one of the real stars in our business. The other thing is I really like Izzy Adonijay's place, Signature, in the South Loop. It's on 13th and Wabash. They're not paying me. I'm just telling you, it's a really cool place to go. And if the Bears are at home on a Saturday night, it's not a bad place to hang out if you want to see Bears. So I walked in Saturday night to just grab a little bit of dinner. And the first person that I saw was Mike Brown. And I love Mike Brown. Like, he was really great when I covered the team. We're similar in a lot of ways. Like, I always joke that Mike Brown is me on the 99th percentile. Like, I haven't reached the 99th percentile, but like, he's me on the 99th percentile. Meaning like good looks or athleticism or even smarts. I think I'm close on the smarts, but everything else, he's like the 99th percentile. So we get along really well, and I was so happy to see him, and he was happy to see me, and we hung out, and it's the thumbnail for this episode of the podcast.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch. Full stop. And their ceramic watch material, almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Having a chance now to reflect back on over 20 years of working in this business, and part of the reason that I have the notoriety, and I'm using air quotes for those who can't see me, is because of what I did covering the Bears. I loved it. I actually really still love covering locker rooms, and I'm going to try to do more of that, even in this new role with me and Spiegs. It'll make baseball a little bit more difficult. That was one of the cool things about doing the midday show, is if I wanted to go over to Cubs or White Sox, basically after the show, I would just go to the ballpark. The clubhouse is open at like 3:30. So there'll be less opportunity for me to do that. But with football and basketball, there are still some chances to do some stuff. Anyway, having been around those guys in their prime, and now having friendships and business relationships with these guys as we're all older adults, it's hard for me to watch the Bears be bad because of the impact that it has on the people that I work with and commiserate with. Olin and Patrick were heartbroken, like heartbroken after the game yesterday, because it's a pattern of stuff that continues to happen. When you listen to Alex and Lance when they're on CHGO, I ran into J-Mac when I was in Arizona, and just crestfallen. Like, look up that word. Like, just that's the expression that those guys have on their face when things don't go right for the Bears. And most of them know, like, Olin and Patrick were on a lot of bad teams. And they often talk about, like, what it took to become a winner. And it must be like what it was like for Boers to see this with Doug, or watching the Bulls disintegrate with Norm, where here are these guys that they feel it in a different way. I'm not trying to invalidate like your feelings as a fan, because that's a different experience, but Matt, Alex, Lance, Mike B, J-Mac, Olin, Patrick, all of the guys that are in the limelight from a media standpoint here in Chicago, they're the Bears alumni, Charles, like they feel it in a way that is hard for us to understand. And they're heartbroken in a way that's hard for us to understand. And like having them work through it, like I joked yesterday about how yesterday's postgame show was a bit of a therapeutic session, but I love how those guys will work through it. And they come back to the conclusion of, man, that place is just not run well. And it needs to be run better. And there doesn't seem to be anyone who has been able to run it the right way. And every time you think you're close to something big happening, nothing happens. It's rough to see them exist in this space where they want nothing more than for the Bears to be good. As Olin was talking yesterday about the rivalry, you know, Olin was an emotional player. He's an emotional guy. You could see like him getting to the point where like you want to go put on the pads. And if you were listening to him, It makes you want to put on the pads. It makes you want to fight. And that's the thing. Like, Chicago itself has been in, we want to fight when it comes to taking on Green Bay, especially. Like, you're willing to take it on. Now, we don't have the talent or the knowledge to be helpful to those guys that actually do. But it's easy for us to figure out that something's wrong. And when we look at the guys that were our heroes, the guys that did win those games against Green Bay, or at least put up a fight against Green Bay with wins and losses, seeing them struggle with where this franchise is and where it continues to go and the cycle of Bears football is heartbreaking, and I feel for them. They don't want pity, and they especially don't want pity from me, but I think that it needs to be acknowledged. Like, I've spent a lot of time in rooms with dejected ex-Bears players. I was there with Matt and Olin and Lance and Alex on the Parkey kick. Like, I'm there in the room with them as Lance and Alex are taking to a knee like they are on the field watching that Parkey kick. And then they have to do a 90-minute show when all they really want to do is throw stuff at the wall and go hit somebody. And in that way, I think that that is similar to how fans felt, especially yesterday. Here was your opportunity to finally have something and gloat and like be like, look at what this quarterback did. And maybe you start to feel better about things as a whole, even though it's only one game. And that's what the emotion, that's the beauty of sports. That's, it means so much that you're devastated when it's over and it doesn't go your way. And you know things are going down the wrong road. And no one seems willing to really go about fixing them and changing their ways. So knowing that all of those guys were in town this week to celebrate Devin Hester, knowing that the two guys that I was working with probably should have been at that alumni, but they were out here working, doing their job and not being with their bros, right? Like, not being with their guys from the locker room, and then to have it in like that, devastating. We appreciate Remy Martin for supporting The Morning Buzz and House of L. Appreciate you for watching. Please share this with people if you want. That's good. If you're on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Send it to people. Comment. You're more than welcome. I enjoy checking out the comments from time to time. And hopefully things will get better. But why would we believe that? Right? I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.